You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and on the phone by Maggie Morgan.
Maggie is a coordinator, project coordinator for the Four Rivers Watershed Watch. I suppose you are a pretty darn busy person. What does your average day comprise? What are you working on?
My average day is pretty crazy. Some days I'm in the office, but I'm out in the field a lot. As basin coordinator, I work with groups that are interested in water quality, trying to help them with projects and find support for things that they're interested in. Currently, I've been working with the Jackson Purchase Foundation on a rain barrel workshop that we are going to be hosting this Thursday at the United Church in Paducah. It's part of the this is the first annual, hopefully, summer series, which is going to be kind of, it's got a whole bunch of different topics about environmental things that homeowners could do to make their landscape more wildlife and environmentally friendly.
Now, the summer conservation series is being sponsored by a whole slew of resource organizations, not only the Jackson Purchase Resource Conservation and Development Foundation, but the McCracken County Conservation District, the UK Cooperative Extension Service, and Graves County and Marshall County's Extension Services. How will all those agencies input into the workshops? And I'll let you go with that, and then I want to find out more about this rain barrel workshop.
Okay. Well, the McCracken County Conservation District has helped us plan the events in McCracken County. That's the Rain Barrel Workshop on Thursday and the Backyard Conservation Workshop on July 26th. They're helping us find all of the different speakers. Backyard Conservation is July 24th. They're helping us find all of the different speakers and plan each of the different events. Marshall County Extension is helping with the Rain Garden Workshop that's going to be held in Benton on August 15th at the newly constructed Children's Art Center, and that is open for the public to attend to learn about rain gardens and how to plant them and how to size them. And the Graves County Cooperative Extension Service is helping us with the Rain Garden Workshop on August 14th in Mayfield, and that workshop is going to be at the Extension Service office on Houseman Street. They're very similar workshops. It's just that one is going to be held in Marshall County and one is going to be held in Graves County. We're trying to reach as much of our area as we can.
Maggie, do you keep a rain barrel yourself?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you keep a rain barrel yourself?
No, I'm going to build one for my house when we do this workshop. So,
is there anything?
It's a learning experience.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about the rain barrel workshop on Thursday at the United Church of Paducah. Goes from 9 to noon, so it's very comprehensive.
Yes, we are going to start at 9 with our introductions and some breakfast, and we're going to talk, or I'll talk with everyone about rain barrels and what they're for, how they work, and their utility not only in water conservation but also in preventing runoff pollution, because they store water during a rainfall event. They are preventing some of the runoff, and by preventing runoff, we are also preventing any of the pollutants on the landscape from washing into our streams. So that could be litter, any kind of herbicides or pesticides, chemicals, oil, grease, gasoline, bacteria from fecal material. So they're important not only from water conservation, because you can water your flowers and things with them, but also preventing pollution. And then after we finish talking about them and what they're for, we'll also talk a lot about that runoff pollution and things like that. We're actually going to build the barrels, and that will probably take us about an hour, and then we'll be finishing up.
Well, I hadn't really thought about the runoff pollution part of it. I'm imagining that you're talking about creating systems of conduits from gutter flows.
Yes, the rain barrel will actually hook up to your gutter, and you'll store all of the water from your rooftop hopefully. Of course, if it does fill up, it has an overflow valve. So if it does fill up, it'll just run out the side of it.
So you need two rain barrels.
Well, what you can do is you can get in your gutter and block half of it so that it all directs to that one gutter.
Got it. Okay. So this is important for a lot of reasons. Water doesn't seem scarce around here at all, but it's a fairly fragile system, would you say?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's really important that we have a lot of groundwater recharge so that we are resupplying our aquifers. And as we build more hard surfaces, we have less of a natural system, and we don't get that recharge down through the soil back into our aquifers. So it's really important that we try to conserve water where we can. It's a big deal. I mean, we don't think about it much here, but it's a big deal in other areas of the country.
Well, we all have heard about California. Yeah. And that's going to affect our food prices, already is. In our area, you all were working on some project involving the Princeton Spring. Can you tell me more about that?
We did identify, we had a Watershed Watch volunteer that sampled Princeton Spring and found high bacteria levels. We did a special focus study to confirm that, yes, the bacteria levels were high throughout the entire summer. And we've worked with the Division of Water, Kentucky Division of Water Groundwater Section, and they have actually listed the spring it's going to be listed in the 305B report that the Division of Water writes to Congress, which basically is talking about the status of the waterways. Are they supporting the different uses? And if they're not, then a plan needs to be developed to figure out how could that particular water body be made to support or restored so that it supports the uses. And we are also working with the city of Princeton, the wastewater and water and wastewater department to try and figure out, could it be, we've done some dye tracing with the groundwater section to see if it could be any leaky sewer lines. We're still in that process right now.
In addition to that particular project, what other projects concern the Watershed Watch project right now?
Watershed Watch, we are trying really hard to recruit some additional volunteers, especially in the Red River area. We've had some interest from the community that are concerned about bacteria, and we do know that this area is impacted by bacteria, but it's been probably 4 to 5 years since the Division of Water has been able to monitor that particular stream or some of the streams in that Red River watershed. So we would love to have some volunteers in that area getting a little bit more current data to see if bacteria is still a problem and how bad it is. We also are looking for volunteers, well, basically anywhere, but that's one area that concerns us. Another area that concerns us is in Graves County. We've only got one volunteer in Graves County right now, and they are sampling Kess Creek, but we have in the past identified that Red Duck Creek has some problems with bacteria, and we would love to have a volunteer that was continually sampling that so that we could see what the trends are long term and if it gets any better.
Maggie, I hate to admit it, but I'm not completely sure where the Red River flows.
That is, it flows from Tennessee up into Kentucky. It's around Logan County, a little bit into Todd County, a little bit into Christian County.
Okay,
good. And then Montgomery County in Tennessee and Robertson County. And we do support volunteers in Tennessee as well as Kentucky.
Excellent. Well, let's reiterate, the Rain Barrel Workshop is this Thursday from 9 to noon at the United Church of Christ United Church, excuse me, of Paducah, 4600 Buckner Lane, and it's $50 a person. How does one, you ask for pre-registration, how do you do it?
You can register on our website, www.jpf.org, or you can call 270-908-4545, or you can email me, and we can get you registered.
Do your email address, Maggie.
Okay, it's Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, dot Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, at jpf.org.
Maggie, thank you.
Foundation.
Great. Thank you for being with us. I'll want you to come back for the Backyard Conservation Workshop in July. It's the second in a trio of the Summer Conservation Series. Again, thank you for being with us today.
All right. Thank you so much.